Hello.
Hey Riley, this is Northam Insurance. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I appreciate you keeping us in mind.
Yeah, of course. Well, I just kept your once you sent me that text message saying that like you can send text to it, I just kept that so that once I knew my policy was going to end, I could just send you a text. So it was actually really convenient.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad that worked out for you. Awesome. And then, Riley, remind me what your last name is.
Fox.
Okay, FOX.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So I'll just go through and grab some information about your current policy and what your insurance needs are, and then we can go ahead and shop with our carriers and get some options back for you. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Okay. And then what's your current address?
My current address is 245 West, 200 South, and it's Unit 1.
Okay.
And that's in Tooele, Utah.
Perfect. And have you lived there at least a year?
No, we actually just moved in here.
Okay, what was your previous address?
855 East, 980 North in Tooele, Utah.
Okay.
And
And
then I
then,
have a question, one bef just before I give you like all this information or whatever.
yeah.
So what I was trying to do is I just got a new car yesterday, and we have it would just be so you don't have to be married to be on the same insurance policy as somebody, right?
Right. If you're living in the same household, it's actually better that you're on the same policy anyway.
Okay, yeah. So me and my boyfriend, we live in the same house. We're on the lease together, and he has a 2003 Oldsmobile Alero, and we were trying to like bundle it to do like our car with full coverage because it needs it, and then his car with just liability.
Yeah, so we can take a look at some options like that. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for over a year.
Okay. And do you share bank accounts or anything, or?
No, he has his own bank account and I have my own bank account.
Okay. But you are on the
But we've,
lease together, and
yeah, we're on
then.
the lease together and we have the same, like, we both bank at Mountain America.
Okay. And then the new vehicle that you just purchased, are you both listed on that vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, but he's the only one on the Oldsmobile.
Yes.
Okay. We might, so basically for an insurance policy, for you to add vehicles on your policy, you have to have, it's called insurable interest. So basically you have to have like a financial interest in any of the vehicles listed on your policy, where he's listed on both vehicles, but you're only listed on the new one. What we can do is we can make you the primary holder and make him a second named insured. And basically, what this is doing is it means that you both have the same rights to the policy as far as like adding, canceling, things like that, removing drivers, removing vehicles. And then, hopefully nothing happens. Hopefully, this is your soulmate and you don't have to date anymore and things
Yeah,
are
no kidding,
good.
huh?
Yep. But if anything does happen where you guys need to split the policy, being co-insureds on the policy would mean that if one of you were to leave, we would have to have signatures to remove it. So I just want to
Okay.
make sure. Okay, so you're comfortable with
Yeah,
that.
that's totally fine. I mean, we have like the same phone plan. We have the same like we're on the same lease, like I said. So even if like things did happen, this wouldn't be the only thing that would be a problem with. Do you know what I
Needs
mean?
to be separated. Yep. No,
Yep.
that's fine. We just want to make sure that, especially with, partners and significant others, that we let you know the information. That way, there's no surprises if,
Oh no,
things
he's
hit the
stuck with
fan.
me. He's not going nowhere.
Perfect. Atta girl. Awesome. Okay. And then what's your boyfriend's name?
Name's McCain. It's McKane, and it's
Okay.
Bowers.
B-O.
Bowers, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your birthday?
My birthday is 06/09 of 99.
Okay. And McCain's?
His is 11/28 of 99.
Okay. And then do you have your driver's license numbers on you?
Yeah, I know mine by heart. Mine's 214-950-743.
Okay.
And then Kane is 218-293-181.
Okay,
Over here
perfect.
showing off that he knows his by heart too.
Perfect. I used to, and now there's just so much information in my brain, that stuff I had to get rid of it to make room for more.
Exactly. Like a
Awesome.
recycling bin.
Exactly, yep. Okay. And then do you guys have any accidents or violations?
So He actually has a perfect driving record. He's actually, this is going to be his first car that he's had that he's like ever had that he's going to insure and everything. He's never had a car before. So he's never been on a policy before on your by himself. But I have two accidents and a speeding ticket. But I wasn't at fault for either of the accidents. I don't know if that matters, but I didn't get a ticket or anything for either of the accidents. But I did have to claim them for insurance.
Okay. We'll see how they pull up on our reports and
Okay.
then see. But if it's a not at fault, it's not going to impact your premium.
Okay.
We have a few companies that take them into consideration, but it's not like it's a surcharge like with other like with an at fault accident.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then so that I can work it into your discounts, what's the most education each of you have received?
We both graduated high school.
Okay. And
And
then
then
what's
I'm starting
go ahead.
culinary school. I don't know if that's anything important, but
Yep, we can just add that in there for you. Okay. And then what's your current occupation?
I'm a barista at Starbucks,
Okay.
and he is a forklift operator for Cabela's DC.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. And then what's the year, make, and model of the new vehicle you guys purchased?
Oh, that's a freaking, it's a 2014 CRV.
Okay.
It's a Honda CRV.
Perfect. And then do you have a loan on it?
Yeah.
Okay. And who does that go through?
I'm actually not 100% sure yet. So we just got it yesterday. I ended up trading in my Civic that I did have, and we
Okay.
got it. And so I'm kind of just waiting on hearing back from them to know like the final details of who it's through and everything. They said they'd get back to me today.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect. And then on the Oldsmobile Alero, do you need collision and comprehensive with it as well?
Just is that just we just want like the basic liability to where it makes it legal to drive.
Okay, perfect. And then collision and comprehensive, that's what your financer will
Will
require.
require, yeah.
Yep. Did you have full coverage on your Civic?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what were your deductibles on that one? And we can just kind of do the same.
I have my paper right here. So I was actually on my grandfather's insurance. He was with Progressive for like 23 years. So I'm on his until the 15th of April, but his policy was, let's see. What were you looking for? Sorry.
You're fine. The collision and comprehensive deductibles.
Actual cash value.
Okay. Does it say like if the deductible is 500 or 1,000 or
Yeah, it
anything
says
like that?
500 for both.
Okay, perfect. And then, is it important to you to have rental and roadside on this vehicle?
I think it would. I don't think now, since we have the Oldsmobile, that rental would be important just because we have that backup car. But when I did have my Civic, I was in need of a rental car. So I don't know what would your opinion be on that? Because when I didn't have the second car and my car was in the shop, I was wishing I had rental insurance. But now since we have that second car, I don't know if I necessarily need it.
Yeah, so I mean, it just depends on your preference. We can give you a quote with and without. Personally, I like it, even though you have a second vehicle. If you're both like comfortable and have different work schedules and things like that, being down a vehicle can kind of make the logistics of getting to and from places on time kind of
Okay.
weird. I know
Can
that.
we see what it would be with and without that?
Yep, you bet. Okay, and then let's see. How long has McCain owned the Alero?
So he just got the title like 2 months ago because he just bought it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he bought it
Perfect.
outright.
Okay. And then on your grandpa's progressive policy, how much are you currently paying for your portion?
I pay him 150 a month.
Okay.
So I don't know. I have this thing right here. It basically, what he did was he bought the entire policy outright.
And then you just paid him like a
Yeah.
monthly
And then he
installment.
just like divided it up and said, this is what you owe me. So
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. I know I was on there with another car. I was on there with a. One of his older cars. So he like bundled it on there with like a multiple car discount or something like that. He had
Gotcha.
an older, like a boat car that my great grandma drove.
I love it. Awesome. Okay. And then we can look at bundling some renter's insurance with your auto so that way you get that multiple policy discount. And then with the home you guys moved into, do you guys have any pets with you?
Yeah, we have a puppy. She's about to turn a year.
Exciting. What kind of puppy do you have?
She's a mutt, but she looks like a boxer bulldog pit mix.
Okay. Would you say that her features are primarily like boxer
I would say
bulldog?
boxer
Okay.
bulldog, yeah.
Okay. Do you know if she has any pit bull in her for sure?
Not 100% sure, no, but her face looks like it. But then again, that could be the boxer or the bulldog, so I'm not
Okay.
100% sure.
Got you. No, that's fine. We have some carriers that are that won't that restrict the types of dogs that we can allow on our policies. So, if there's no paperwork saying she's pit bull and she looks primarily boxer, I
Yeah.
will go ahead and go with
Yeah,
that.
she doesn't. She's like tall, and like pit bulls are usually shorter and stockier. She's like
Yeah.
tall and lanky, so I don't think she has any in her.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's a good email address that we can send some offers to?
Fox.Riley99@gmail.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then have you guys been in the home like just barely moved in, or have you been there for a few months?
We've been here for like 2 months. We've paid like 2 months rent.
Okay, gotcha. All right, awesome. And then do you by chance have the VIN numbers for the vehicles on you?
I do, yeah. I have them both.
Okay.
So what one do you want first?
Let's see the CRV first.
Okay, so the CRV is, sorry, I gotta go to my pictures.
You're good.
It's 5 J as in Josh, 6 R as in Roy, M as in Mom, 3. H is in horse, horse 3, 6. E is in egg, L is in Louise, O, 3 or 0, sorry, 3, 7, 6, 8, 0.
Okay, so let me read that back, make sure I got it right. So I've got 5 J as in Jared, 6 R as in Roy, M as in Mom, 3 H as in Horse, 3 6 E as in Edward, L as in Larry, or was it?
It's L, yeah, you're good.
Okay, 0 3 7 6 8 0.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And then what's the one for the Alero?
The Alero is 1 G as in grandma, 3 N as in Nancy, L as in loser, 1, 2 F as in fox, 6, 3 C as in cat, 2, 5, 1, 8, 1, 0.
251810. Okay, awesome. So I've got 1 G as in grandma, 3 N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, 1 2 F as in Fox, 6 3 C as in Charlie, 251810.
Yep, I need to work on my as-ins. I said loser.
You're totally fine. I've heard really wonky ones, so you're good. Okay. Awesome. And then do you guys have any questions about the insurance for me that I can answer now? And then we can always, of course, review any questions you have as they come up.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to have JC work on some auto and renters options for you. And then once she gets those finished, either her or I will give you a call back and let you know what we found.
Okay.
And then we also have your email on file so we can also send over our best proposal as well.
All right. Sounds so good. Thank you. You've been such a good help.
You bet, Riley. Appreciate your time, and you guys have a good afternoon. We'll talk soon.
You too. We'll see ya. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.